coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Wednesday, November 29.
Center yourself on that camera.
Center myself. Hang on a second. I got to slide over.
Up too late last night playing Call of Duty.
In real life. Yeah, Eric the Tech gets a little bit irritated when I'm not centered on screen. So
come into the office and he's playing Call of Duty and Madden.
Now, just for the people out there, you better tell them you're kidding. I wouldn't know how to play. Seriously, I wouldn't know how to play any of that stuff.
Pokemon cards everywhere.
Pokemon cards. I had to move my collection of Beanie Babies away from things.
No, the only time I catch you sleeping with something, there's usually like collectible coins, like some cool dimes and stuff like that scattered.
Once in a while.
That's your Call of Duty.
That's my Call of Duty, yeah. I can't help it if I'm a nerd when it comes to that kind of stuff, you know, or sleeping with books. I do sleep with books. I actually have print in my forehead. Anyway. A lot of news to get into today. I hope everyone is doing well, and I hope everyone again had a great Thanksgiving last week. And you know, the holidays are coming up, Christmas, and look, I get the fact that Christmas is not Jesus' actual birthday. I understand that. I understand Saturnalia. I understand all the occult features of the holiday. I get all that. I do. I get it all. So, you know, if you want to comment about it, just go ahead and comment. I don't care. But here's the thing. You know, the thing. Because Corn Pop, he was a bad dude. But here's what I look at. I look at the holiness and the tradition of holiness. Okay, we can celebrate the holidays. When I say the holidays, I'm talking about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and disallow that holiday from being hijacked from us. Just like the rainbow, okay? It was ours, the Christians, first. Before the queers, the LGBTQ faggot, whatever that whole string of letters means, before they hijacked it, okay? It was ours first. So get off my planet. I want to talk to you about a couple of things. Folks, you need to understand the difference between stakeholder. Between the term stakeholder capitalism and capitalism. But before I get into that, we've got some new J6 footage to review, some bombshells there, some issues on why Officer Brian Sicknick's death on January 6th was planted, and I use that word planted. Oh, no, I don't use that word. Jack Posobiec uses that word, and Julie Kelly. What's really going on, what really went on with this unselect committee, and what their endgame objective is. And, of course, you've got Biden, much to my surprise. And, again, I don't know about this. Is supposedly gearing up for a second term. Okay, I guess if you pump enough embalming fluid into somebody, I guess you can do wonders from behind the scenes. I still don't believe he's going to run for a second term because he's a liability. His numbers are in the toilet. I really believed that he would be out by the end of this month. The end of this month is tomorrow. So, hey, I still have a chance, but in the office pool. But I don't see him running for a second term. But if he does, he's promising.
Well, he doesn't have to do rallies.
Of course not. He can sit home and eat pudding cups and you know, watch the Waltons and, the machines. And, of course, the mules do everything for him.
The machines will rally.
Yeah. We'll set up a Dominion machine. Oh, there you go.
I'm rally and tally.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Have we seen this before? Yeah. Have we done anything about it? No. Has anyone gotten off the couch, put down the remote, picked up an offensive weapon and actually positioned themselves in offensively and said, you know what? We're not going to do this crap again. It's going to be one day, one vote. It's going to be hand-counted ballots. It's going to be paper. No machines. Stick your machines up your wazoo. And we're just going to do this the right way. It could be done. As a matter of fact, it could be done a lot more efficient and a lot quicker. But see, we have a uniparty. So what's behind the uniparty? So I was doing some research, and Randy Taylor is on deck here. And before he comes on, I want to throw out some figures, some numbers, some names, because the more research I did over the last several days, the more I realized that everything was planted or planted. Why not? Everything was planned out exquisitely. When you look at a shadowy group of billionaires, when you're talking about the entire billionaire class of the world, there are fewer than 3,000 of them. Okay. 3,000 individuals who are billionaires, under 3,000. That comes out to 0.00004% of the global population. During the COVID era from 2019, late 2019 through 2022, those individuals added more than $5 trillion to their combined personal net worth, while the dwindling middle class suffered. That's you and me, by the way. In middle class, lower middle class, that's you and I. It's normal folk. We were pushed, more than 160 million people were pushed into poverty. Now think about those numbers. Let me go over this again. Under 3,000 billionaires, 0.00004% of the global population, combined worth $5 trillion. Meanwhile, more than 160 million people were pushed into poverty. In 2019, just take the normal, usual suspects, the shadowy cabal of globalists. And I'm talking specifically about Bill Gates, George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, foundations such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Soros Open Society Institute, Rockefeller Foundation. Their net worth, post-pandemic net worth, increased by 37.4%. I'm not even sure I can read these numbers. Their net worth right now is $362,009,025,000. Bill Gates' personal net worth grew 33.7% in 2019 from $96 billion to $129 billion in 2022. His foundation assets grew 6.2% from $51 billion in 2017 to $55 in 2021. The personal net worth of George Soros increased by nearly $300 billion. Wait a minute, $300 million, I'm sorry. I don't want to exaggerate the numbers. Between 19 and 22. That's 2019 and 2022. And then when you look at the asset managers, the top financial companies like BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, their balance sheets grew by 34.6% in those 3 years. From $16 to $22.5 trillion. The top 25 electronic or World Economic Forum members. Again, the top 25, the top biggest 25 World Economic Forum members have a combined post-COVID total of nearly, there's too many zeros there. Let me think here. That's okay. So that's a million. That's a billion. $10 trillion. And why? Thanks in large part to big pharma and big tech gains, up from $8 trillion prior to the pandemic. So that's $10 trillion, up from $8 trillion, larger than the gross domestic product of most countries. Again, that's BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street Capital, the usual suspects we talk about. So here's why I'm mentioning this. It worked the first time. What were the benefits? Aside from the monetary benefits I just mentioned, what else do they get? They gain power. They gain power through this cognitively impaired man in the executive branch, this resident in chief. That's how they gain some power. But this group of shadowy figures, these Satanist, Kabbalist bastards who want to take control of our lives, make us eat bugs, make us live in tiny houses, if we have houses at all, push us into FEMA camps, essentially, for wrong think, censor our voices from the air. These people control the money, the wealth, the riches of the world. And that's fine, because we do know, in the end, that the true riches are not of this world. And they will, I'm sure, forever, most of them at least, will forever burn in hell for what they have done to mankind. But they're accomplishing it. They've accomplished what they've accomplished. Of course, they've used this pandemic. And I want to show you this this video, if we have it ready. We're having some issues. Okay, all right. Let me get to it here, because and then I'm going to bring RT on, and we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about exactly what to expect. Actually, we're going to run two videos back to back. The first two, video one and video two. Let's go with video two first, if that's all right with you. And folks, you can get all these videos in their entirety at HagmanPI.com. That's HagmanPI.com. Click on the show link, and that opens up a box that has all of the links to the source information that we use. So what does our immediate future hold? Are we going to have elections in 2024? Are we going to clean up the 2020 election? I mean, it's only three plus years, right? I mean, geez, what's the friggin' hurry? Certainly the Republicans are going to come to our rescue. Oh, no, they're not. Certainly Donald Trump is going to come to our rescue. Well, maybe in some twisted sort of way. I don't know. You got anybody else out there? If not Trump, who? DeSantis? Look, he's a good governor. Leave him be for a while. Mitt Romney? Well, wouldn't that be the thing, right? Nikki Haley? I mean, are you flipping serious? These warmongering bastards out there who want to take over this country and take our country from a capitalistic enterprise with a constitution that limits the power of the government, and they want to throw that out the window and turn us into a model, a mini-me of the Communist Chinese Party? That's what they want to do. Well, how are they going to do it? Oh, I got an idea. You know what worked so well the first time and is still working? Because you still see morons wearing masks out at the beach or driving in their cars alone, thinking that, I don't know what the hell they're thinking, but they're obviously either their thinking is warped or they're just going along, they're virtue signaling, which is even worse. I understand if you're cognitively impaired wearing a mask. I get that. I feel sorry for you. But if you're wearing it to say, hey, I'm better than you, okay, you're an idiot. The same way you're an idiot if you've got a Ukraine flag, and frankly, if you got an Israel flag. How about an American flag on your lapel? You're an idiot if you got a rainbow thing on your lapel, right? You're an idiot if you announce your pronouns. The solution is real simple. If you're a he, you're a he. If you're a she, you're a she. It's not that hard. Everything else is mental illness. And that goes for Trudeau in Canada. And that goes for the knucklehead in the White House and everyone in between. And these corporate people who succumb to this madness. When are we going to start to fight back? I'm going to tell you right now, there is a group of people in the U.S. who are not going to put up with another lockdown. I don't give a damn if that lockdown comes from the mayor, comes from the governor, comes from some county commissioner, or comes from the president. There's no way. You want to see blood on the street? Try it again. Try it again. Let's go to video one. Whatever I said, let's do that. Go ahead.
So I want to ask about some testimony in Britain earlier today. Michael Gove, the official who oversaw a lot of the early COVID pandemic response in Great Britain, saying he has a high degree of concern that the COVID virus was man-made. It did not evolve from nature. That's a long way from where Dr. Fauci started us on this journey a long time ago. Your reaction to that and what someone of his stature, what he might do to the overall debate in the world?
Three letters, D-U-H, that we've known for years, plus we've known how it was bioengineered. We know what essentially all of the steps were in concocting this virus. And so we know that this was a human-manufactured virus. We just don't know literally that it was released from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, though we think it was. We know that they were doing the research. We know they were funded by EcoHealth Alliance, which was funded by the U.S. government through two or three different major funding streams. And we know the players, the scientists who were doing this around the U.S. and the labs in the U.S. that were doing this. So this is something that basically these people who are now admitting to it are doing it because they're seeing some personal liability in talking about it or maintaining their silence when right. They've known for all this time. There's some motivations for something like that.
All right, that was one. Gee, tell me something I didn't know. Eric's got the solution. Do you want to say it or do you want me to? Go ahead.
Civil unrest.
No, that's not what you said. All right, but I'll go with that.
In my opinion, civil unrest.
Yeah, in your opinion, civil unrest. But how about blowing shit up?
In your opinion.
In my opinion. Actually, you know, in Minecraft, in the game.
You're playing Minecraft now, too?
Yeah, Minecraft. That's all I play. It's a virtual reality game, as I understand it. And so everything I'm saying, of course, is not, you know, it's in the spirit of Minecraft. But here's the thing. We know this. We know this. Jim Jordan knows this. Hey, Jim, what are you going to do? You're supposed to be on our side. You going to do anything? Hey, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. New blood in there. What are you going to do? Hey, Congress, what are you going to do? You going to do anything? Or are you going to, or by your inaction, must we take care of business?
Let's just keep talking about it.
Yeah, let's just, yeah, yeah, let's just keep, that's it. We'll just keep talking. You know, okay, it's kind of like that obtuse neighbor you might have. You know, I went for my sixth booster shot today. Can barely friggin' walk, hardly talk. Looks like a death warmed over. Stretch a friggin' bad road, man.
We all need to get new swimming pools.
No, we need to dig the holes for the new swimming pools.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Put some concrete over that.
All right. Well, which one was that? That was two? All right, we're going to go to one and then bring Randy Taylor on. Go ahead, play one.
Absolutely. Here we go again. Deja vu all over again. When you have the mainstream media ginning up, not only here in the United States, but ginning things up around the world, and who are their sources? The CCP, or excuse me, their proxy, the World Health Organization, the WHO. So you have individuals that vehemently denied the truth, which was there was gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, and that's how we ended up with COVID. Using them as your source, your reliable source, it shows you exactly what they're doing. Their intent is nefarious. They're trying to get everyone to mask up for no reason. And by the way, we saw the Cochrane study come out in January of 2023, which showed that there was no noticeable benefit from putting masks on as well. So yeah, absolutely worried, petrified.
That seems to be proven over and over again about the masks. We've gone over this just ad nauseum, and yet the mainstream media still pushes this idea of putting masks on.
Then turn the friggin' media off. Stop playing on YouTube, okay?
But I'm scared.
Yeah, be scared. Okay, enough is enough. I'm calling it. I'm calling it right now. Enough is enough. All right. Gates. I'm telling you right now, Gates, you need to retire.
Swimming pool.
We need to take him to the train station.
Train station.
All of these people to the train station. That should earn me a knock on the door.
Public train station.
Again. Randy Taylor, what do you think? By the way, Randy, I apologize. I woke up on the wrong side of my office chair this morning.
That's quite all right there, buddy.
I'm telling you what.
Please, we'll note the time that I logged in with you here so that when they come after you for threatening Gates, I wasn't on yet.
No, I didn't threaten Gates. I suggested.
You know what? He's got his nose in everything but his business. You know, to tell me how this guy that developed a computer platform actually stole it from Steve Jobs is suddenly in charge of humanity. I didn't elect him. I didn't even ask for his opinion. That's the crap of all this. This 1%. You know what? All I think about is Davos, 1%, and how we could have world freedom. I'll leave it at that. Yeah, so that's an algebra question. Okay. And these billionaires, they need to remember at the end of the day, you accumulate all this in life, but at the end of the day, the measurement for you is 3.5 by 8 by 6 feet deep.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're not buying another day on Earth, and their everlasting life is going to be toasty. It's going to be pretty warm. Did you ever notice, when you're talking about masks, did you ever notice, Doug, how I see the majority of people wearing masks today are Asian? I don't know if you noticed that. That's just something I've picked up on.
Say that again.
People that are walking around outside wearing face masks are Asian. The majority. That's a fact. Nobody
How can
really
you
noticed
tell?
It.
Well, I guess. Oh, I guess the really? Slanted eyes, you know. Okay.
It's their wonderful
trouble with now.
It's their wonderful demeanor. No, you can tell, and I find it odd. I find it almost ironic.
That's ingrained into their culture, though.
Oh, okay. All right. So I didn't know that.
It's a cultural thing to mask up. You know,
I didn't know that, seriously. I think they're gonna have trouble pushing a lockdown based on a flu, Wuhan, anything. I will go with martial law because of terrorist attacks. For two, Alex. for 200. That's why I think we're getting this. Like we were talking the day before yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as that car crashed, it's terrorism. It's already been implanted with the media. They're looking for the perfect.
That's the opposite the way it was.
Yeah, I know. It's just.
Okay. But how?
I think they're going to try.
How would this go down? I mean, how would.
They're going to. A terrorist attack, massive, 9/11 times 5. We already know the bad guys are here. So the 5 major terrorist attacks in one day, they would put us under martial law at a curfew. There's your lockdown.
Yeah. Well, Eric the Tech just whispered in my ear, it's already happened with you know, the bioweapon. So okay.
What bioweapon?
COVID, the manufacturer.
People aren't going to fall for that. What you just said a few minutes ago, people are done. They're going to have a hard time enforcing it over a because immediately the public's going to say, this is BS. There is no virus.
But generally speaking, the majority of people are pussies.
You know what? We're starting to see even more and more as you talk to them. The left is slowly admitting that there was flaws with the whole COVID thing. People that I didn't think would ever, ever change their mind and say that are saying it. Because at the end of the day, nobody likes being locked in the house. Nobody likes wearing a mask. And a friend of theirs or a family member lost everything they had in business because of it. They have to be hurt personally before they're going to change their minds, and many have. So I say they'll use a new strategy. Terrorism could be bio.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let me just give you a personal. Gosh, I hope they're not listening. I don't care. You know what? I hope they are listening.
Just throw it on the table, baby.
I've got an acquaintance, not a friend, but an acquaintance. Lives close by.
I'm just kidding.
It's Bill Gates.
Don't say he or she, Doug. Don't even say that. This person.
This person.
Well, we know it's a female now.
I don't care. I don't care.
Derek, we were going to have you dub that out.
No. I don't. We're not going to dub anything. Here's the thing.
Yeah. You guys used to be in the field together.
Yeah.
Giving out all the info.
I'll tell you one time, kind of a side thing. You weren't in the car when this happened. We actually, myself and another guy, we're driving down over Interstate 90, and we had a thing of, I'm going to say mace, but it was more tear gas and mace in between in the console.
I'm glad I wasn't in the car.
And I'm telling you, we're going 70, 80 miles an hour over Interstate 90. And he bumped the thing, and I don't know what happened. It stuck on, but man, the car just filled up with.
Oh.
And I'm driving, okay. I'm thinking, oh, God, I can't see. I mean, tears. I can't see nothing. So I had a, like, you know, and it was busy. I rolled the windows down. And,
my eyes are watering right now.
I mean, that means
he's listening to this.
So we get out. We're over, like, not just off the road, but off the road into the grass. Okay, I'm on my knees, you know, hurling. He's on his, I don't know, knees, you know, doing the same thing. Next thing we see is this cop pull up behind us, and he gets out, walks to the car. And first thing he said was, you guys all right? And we said, no, not really, you know, in between coughs and sneezing and stuff, and mist and that smoke is coming out through the car. And he said, you guys been drinking? No, not a drop. Not, we could explain things had we been drinking, but no. All right, so not yet. Our clothes. I mean, it was like it was the worst ride home ever too. After that, but it was in the middle of like the temperature was like 20 degrees outside. Yeah, so we had a road. I mean, we went with our windows down the whole way back, and it was horrible. But anyway, so that was
yes. Like that was like a pepper spray, right? Because that almost leaves a residual on you. At least with the tear gas, once it's gone, it's pretty much gone. You know, it's burning your skin and everything. But
this was a honking. The size of a grenade.
So you got the industrial can.
It wasn't a can. It didn't come in a can. I'm talking 25, 30 years ago. It was one of those things where you could actually throw it into a crowd. So it wasn't a consumer item. It was off. It wasn't off.
So the shelf. Almost like a tear gas.
Well, yeah, it's tear gas.
Yeah,
you're talking about where you can pull a pin, chuck it out. You can do it that way.
Yeah,
But the pepper spray, that right there, what I was saying, that almost leaves a residual on you.
Well, whatever this was, man, there was residual. My eyes are watering right now thinking about it.
It was something.
Anyways, so yeah, Eric the Tech guy. I don't know when you. Yeah, so but that didn't happen with you and I. You know, we're smarter than that.
We were smoother than that. Well, I don't know.
I remember some lady of the night giving you the what for.
What was so funny, folks? You got to picture this. We were looking for these other than Mexicans, we'll call them. So anyway, we get a box truck in front of us. The door goes up on the box truck. We're right behind it. And there's stacks of people in this box truck. So we're following them through the neighborhood. And I'm shooting my film and all. We pull up to a stop sign. I get the pictures and all. Then those guys pull off. And all of a sudden, like magically, there's a prostitute standing right in front of the car. And the first thing she does, she starts flipping me off and screaming at me for taking the pictures. I was
keeping a low profile.
We're pretty sneaky, aren't we? She knew we were there before we knew she was there.
Oh, man. And where the hell did she come from? I mean,
I still can't tell you to this day where she came from. It's almost like she had to be walking towards the front of the truck or something because she like just appeared. And she was pissed when she appeared.
So what was up with the box truck of people?
Well, once we finally got around the prostitute, because she stood there in the roadway yelling at us, I really don't know what happened to him. It just looked really weird to see the door go up on the box truck and all you see is human faces. You know, this thing's 8 foot tall. We didn't know how many of us. It was just like putting clowns in a Volkswagen. There was a lot of people in that box truck. We just found it highly suspicious in that particular neighborhood.
No, that's not suspicious at all.
I'm going to tell you. It's like the time we went to, this was not with you. It was with my other partner. We went to an apartment in New York City. It was in the Bronx, and it was a high rise. And we had to talk to somebody, so we knocked on this door. And the hallways, by the way, were, you talk about thin hallways. They were very narrow hallways. Knocked on the door in this apartment. It couldn't have been bigger than half the size of the studio. There must have been 50 Chinese men in there, okay? All in their underwear, half of them carrying bowls with rice. Okay, I don't know what that was about.
But well, you solved it then. That's where they went.
Maybe it was lunchtime. And yeah, maybe. And it's like, and here's the thing. No one spoke English, right? So.
Of course not.
It's like, what the? I said, yeah. One guy was holding the phone. I said, give me your phone. I'm thinking, okay, maybe I can communicate, like, you know, somehow. So he handed me the phone, and everything's in friggin' Chinese. It's like, I don't even know what to do. I handed it back. I said,
see you later.
See ya. I don't get paid enough for this crap. I'm out of here.
Anyways, your neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we got to get back to the neighbor.
So, okay, we're going back to
maybe
people.
Maybe not a female.
Maybe, whatever. I'm gonna call her she because
follow the science.
Well, you know, whose science is Fauci science or
that one?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'd half expect her to wear a friggin' hat like that too. Okay, so I'm trying to be nice, all right? Because her parents just died, one from cancer, one from. Believe it or not, I know this is hard to believe, but the other one from blood clots. So a year ago, she was like pro Fauci. The only one I trust is Fauci. So what do? I buy a book, The Real Dr. Fauci. I give it to her, hand it to her, read this. And I would print out different papers and read it. So finally, you know, not too long ago. Oh, and then. Her mother passed away from a turbo cancer. And she's like, wow, you know. And then her father passed away from blood clots. But they were fully vaccinated. And when I say fully, I'm talking about, you know, the 1-2 shots and then the boosters out the wazoo. And I said, have you read what I gave you? Oh, yeah. I said, did you ever cross your mind that maybe the turbo cancer and the blood clots just maybe could have been caused by the injecticide thing? And she said, yeah, I'm pissed now. And here's why I think most people are pussies. Because she said, well.
As in cats.
No, as in morons. Feckless morons.
Okay.
I have no filter anymore.
Okay.
She said,
meow.
Yeah. She said, well, just my work, they were giving out boosters, so I got my sixth booster. And I looked at her, I said,
Six. I didn't even know there was six.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I made some crack like a bingo card and how many slots she had filled. You know, it's like, okay. But here's the thing. You can present the evidence. You can present the information. You can present all of this to people. And The other thing she said, I'm done with masks. Yeah. What do you mean you're done with that one? Because I see where it's like they don't want to hear it. And I'm so tired of these people that they're not worthy of my time, your time, our time. But I believe in this country, we have been so demoralized by the media, lied to by the media, demoralized by our politicians, demoralized by people not doing a damn thing. If we got up and said, you know what, you can stick this mask. If we would have, like during this pandemic stuff, you walk into a store and they give you a mask, shove that mask. You know what? You can't come in here without a mask. Well, then I'm not coming in there. Well, that's too tough. I don't want to cause a scene. That's where most people are, even today, I believe. That's my view. You tell me I'm wrong.
Zero common sense.
No, I would say that. And when this COVID thing first came out, there were so many inaccuracies from day one that you had to figure out that it was crap from day one. It wasn't like it was a year into COVID and some truths came to light. No, it started off with false positives immediately. You know, entire batches of testing strips, or that little testing thing, what do you call a module? I don't know. But every one of them came up positive.
And then you had
other ones come in. Every last one that they took out of the box and tested came up negative. So that was crap. And what is with buying masks and testing kits and all that from China, which is where this originated? Why would you go to the same people for the products? I'm surprised we didn't buy the medicine from them. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. They left alone and just say our government wasn't in on it, that would show that they were trying to kill us. Entire process. I don't know why we even do business with China. China, for everything that COVID did to the world, China should have been eliminated from the map. Every last one of them. Well, guess what? We would have solved the population problem at the same time. That's where I'm at.
It wasn't just China. It was our Department of Defense. It was Fauci. It was NIH. It was CDC, WHO. I mean, it wasn't just China.
Harder to kill, though. You could at least paint a target on China, call in the enemy and take them out.
And said you're next.
Watch the people sweat that are in on it. We'll never know who all was in on this. That's why people say, well, Trump said, okay. You know what? What kind of information did he have? Look at all that crap that they were doing to him at the same time, all the lies. Even his inner circle was lying to him. So no president that is like Donald Trump would have said otherwise than the shots are okay until he finds out different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are kind of hard on him about that, but I would have hated to have been that man when this first hit. Talk about some tough decisions. Those would be tough decisions. Because you're talking about everybody in the U.S. and people that, you know, would die for you. They're that loyal to you. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I don't know. China needs to be punished for a lot of this. Fauci should be in jail. It should be referred to as inmate Fauci.
Well, that's the other thing that, again,
I don't know how you eat dinner.
Okay. Didn't Rand Paul run the Fauci thing? I mean, didn't Rand Paul take Fauci to the woodshed?
Yes. Okay. Tried to. He really wanted to. He wanted to punish him, and he still wants to.
Okay. But so tell me again where Fauci is right now.
He's sitting on a beach somewhere.
Right, right. Tell me again how much Fauci is still making right now from his patents and from his kickbacks and from his retirement.
Every one of those should be stripped from him, too, if he's sent to prison. Everything's stripped. Everything he ever owned, everything he's ever going to own, needs to go into funds for helping people that were poisoned by the shot. And the culpability is just huge on this. Unbelievable. That's why nobody wants to step forward and say, I still want to know what happened to that couple that owned the pharmacy up in Canada. Those two, I can't think of the name, the husband and wife, that right before this whole COVID, he was a big, he specialized in generic drugs. He was a pharmacist on a pharmaceutical company. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's the Toronto couple. The older breed.
Were they the ones that were killed?
Yes. I would still like to know what got them killed related to COVID. It had something to do with COVID. And actually, the police aren't done with that investigation either. They just put in for a bunch of warrants and all on paperwork.
But okay.
What's the name of that couple? This is Taylor.
For the radio listeners, Randy Taylor is actually asking something off screen.
The pharmacy people that were murdered. What?
Honey and Barry Sherman.
Last name?
Sherman.
The Sherman.
Yeah, Barry Sherman and his wife. Real weird killing, too. Positioning their bodies like a statue that was downstairs in the house. Just really sickening, bizarre stuff. And then he specialized in making generic drugs for the general public. And I mean, he was a decent guy. So if they had even approached him.
Instead of $400 for a Viagra, it's 87 cents, right?
He was that kind of guy, though.
Yeah.
And then him and his wife were murdered right before COVID. So there's something to that, too. This was in planning for a long time. These people in these pharmaceutical companies, every one of them should be looking at life in prison. Any one of them that made anything in the decision process that processed it to the public, anybody that touched a pen should be in prison.
But again, we've seen this. We know who. Okay, Fauci's a culprit. Daszak is a culprit. You've got Collins is a culprit.
But the N95 mask worked.
No, yeah, N95. Well, it's better.
You want to read something from 3M's website?
What? Go ahead. What? The highlighted part?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll read this for the radio listeners.
N95.
Ready for this? The respirator is designed for use for particles such as those from grinding, sanding, sweeping, sawing, bagging, teabagging, or other dusty operations. The respirator can also help reduce inhalation exposures to certain airborne biological particles. Example, mold. Whatever that stuff is, but cannot eliminate the risk of contracting infection, illness, or disease.
It is only good for particle-based transmissions. Anything that's a vapor, that's biological, it's no good. I mean, I used to sell the masks.
It's a construction site mask.
Yeah. Bingo, it's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. But it's more aimed at particles.
But even today, you still see people wearing, you know, cloth over their face. You might as well put a sock in their mouth.
And being quarantined at home. Since when did you quarantine healthy people?
Those are prisoners.
Right.
And the cloth mask is worse than the N95 mask.
Yes. Yep. The whole deal stunk from the word go.
But I guarantee you again, if this that video, Deja Vu all over again, I guarantee you again, you're going to see the same morons come out, you know.
Do you think they'd be in the same number of morons, or that we there are some believers out there that know that they've been lied to?
No, I think Randy
didn't
right.
know it before.
There's going to be more pushback this time, but
I hope so.
The ones that are on the other side of the fence are staying there. They're not moving.
Yeah. Bingo. Yeah, a diehard liberal is going to be a diehard liberal. If they told them to stick a cork up their butt and walk around with it and it stops COVID, they would do it. That's how diehard some of these lefties are.
How can we get that into the public discourse?
the only thing is, keep the peace. you know, doing what we're doing, pumping the information, man. That's all we can do.
Train station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Train station. Folks, I want to thank you for your support, even though after today you might say, what the heck?
did they know they were on the air?
But
you got to laugh, people.
I'm telling you what you do, because what's coming is, I have a feeling what's coming is going to be a lot worse. But that brings me to the point where you've got to be fit and trim. And, there's nothing worse than carrying around extra poundage. Eric and I were talking about, having to pull someone through the wall of an apartment because, you can't fit through the door. Look, folks, when it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for this miracle pill. And generally, you've got to use multiple products to target belly fat differently to manage this excess weight around the stomach. And I'm telling you, of all the weight, I'm telling you this, it's the most difficult to get rid of. But it's also the most dangerous because it presses against your internal organs. But some products may focus on abdominal exercises or dietary changes, while others might focus on boosting metabolism or controlling cravings. I've got the solution for you. Okay, this is very, very specific. Listen to me. Come up to the listen to me. This is very specific. Okay, trimwithdoug.com. You got to go there. You got to take a look at this. Yeah, it's a capsule. Okay, but I'm telling you, this works. I'll take my shirt off right now. Stand back, and you can see where I've lost that. And I have. I take this every day. I've lost that belly. It works for me. So I found this exceptional alternative, and you're seeing it on screen, that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth. And it's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, promoting toned midsection, hence my four-pack, than most weight management products I've seen, typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that this amazing pill not only is a breakthrough in a bottle, but it also helps remove the need for us to use countless diet pills and other fat-burning supplements where you got like a table full of stuff you got to take. This is all in one, and it's really, they really did a great job with this. And I'm telling you, start taking this and see what happens. I don't talk about anything I don't believe in or use myself. And I happen to see this work on me. And if it works on me, I'm telling you, it's going to work on you. But right now, there's more. If you place your order now, you'll also receive 51% off, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. Very, very comprehensive stuff here I'm talking about. Two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises That Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And last but not least, free shipping. That's right. You can't beat that, even with the cane in Singapore. Simply go to trimwithdoug.com, trimwithdoug.com, to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Trimwithdoug.com. There it is. I want to thank them for their support. And a great product, too. Really a great product. Trimwithdoug.com. All right. Randy Taylor, switching topics a tad, because we talk more about this. I'm going to have to get in my vehicle and go pay some of these people a visit and have a chat with them. And that wouldn't be good for anybody.
No.
January 6th. This just came out. Eric the Tech, Julie Kelly, and Jack Posobiec are talking about this bombshell. This is making the rounds, okay? And I really, you ask people, how many police officers were killed on January 6th?
And on the 6th?
I'm sorry?
You're talking about directly on January 6th?
I'm talking on the day. How many police officers were killed on that day?
One,
as far as I can tell. One.
Wow. Okay.
Zero. Okay.
Am I allowed to do this?
Illuminati.
It's a special code, yes.
Special code.
You got it.
There. Double barrel.
You got to look through them.
There you go. That's the secret code.
Get your screen caps now, people.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Screenshot.
What are they
when doing? He shows up at, when he shows up at the door, if he doesn't have the little things on, do not let him in.
Oh,
all right, audience, get your screen.
Yeah, screenshots. Sir, you want me to do it again? Ready? Yeah,
five,
you ready?
Four, three, two, one.
Click, click.
Screenshot.
All right. Here, Media Matters for America, bite me.
So the actual death toll is zero.
Kiss my ass. Let's hear from Jack and Julie Kelly. Jack Posobiec and Julie. Jack and his wife, beautiful family. Yeah, just a beautiful couple, beautiful family. But Jack knows what he's talking about. Julie Kelly, very, very informed. This is a video, I don't know, Jack Posobiec video. Go ahead.
Well, I think this really raises a lot of dangerous questions because, again, I mean, not to beleaguer the point, but we had a January 6th committee in this country that was supposedly conducting an investigation for 2 years, and I don't recall any of this information coming out. I remember hearing stories about Donald Trump somehow overpowering his own Secret Service agents and trying to drive the presidential limo, the beast, up the steps on January 6th. And my favorite fan fiction of that is that right at the same time, Clarence Thomas ran over and grabbed his RV and said, "I'm coming, Mr. President. We're gonna take." I mean, it's these ridiculous stories that came out of there. Brian Kinzinger crying, and yet when we just what I see you doing though, Julie Kelly, is that you're looking at the footage and you're following the facts and you're talking about things like the aeration, the firing, the munitions, the policies of the police forces. Why is it that we heard none of this and saw none of this from the Jan 6 committee itself?
Well, as I said, because they wanted to cover up police brutality that day, I really think Brian Sicknick's story, the fabricated story about his death, was intentionally planted to cover up the deaths of four Trump supporters that day. Of course, the fatal shooting of Ashley Babbitt, the deaths of three others, Kevin Greeson, Benjamin Phillips, and of course, Roseanne Boylan. Three of those, at least two we know, were due to police excessive. First, Roseanne Boylan, smothered and gassed in that tunnel, then beaten by Officer Lila Morris. And then Benjamin Phillips, who was hit with one of those stun grenades on the west side. And you have first responders who were interviewed who said they weren't sure what caused it. Was it one of these explosive devices? Well, the DC coroner did all the autopsies. He cremated all of the bodies without permission from the family. So we won't really get any more answers out of that. But I think the Brian Sicknick story was planted to cover up those deaths and to cover up what police did. January 6th committee has only shown protesters being violent with police. They did not see what had happened an hour or so before that finally got protesters so livid at what cops were doing. And look, I was in a courtroom in February covering the Proud Boys trial when a Capitol police officer on the stand under cross-examination admitted that when they started firing rubber bullets into the crowd, that the crowd, quote unquote, exploded. And the defense attorney got her to admit that the way police acted was how that is what got the crowd so enraged. You saw that firsthand. We have the videos. Now we have confirmation by Capitol Police that, yes, that is indeed what happened.
Randy Taylor and folks listening and viewing at home, did you get that? If not, go to HagmanPI.com in the program description box. The link to that video will be there. But RT, I mean, so number one, the police threw tear gas and other bullets into a crowd, otherwise peaceful crowd. Second of all, Sicknick, his death was planted by the J6 committee, unselect committee, a bunch of assholes who cover up the murder of citizens at the Capitol. What do you think?
I think it's a pure case of murder. on the side of Pelosi and company orchestrated this whole thing. They knew there was going to be a million people show up.